哈利路亚，奉耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Let us begin our Sabbath morning worship.
我们请一起唱诗241首。
Let us sing hymn 241. Please be seated.
在我们聚会开始之前，我们要一起同心跪下来祷告。
Before we begin our service, let us all kneel down and pray together.
我们在祷告当中求主耶稣让这个安息日是我们重新得到力量的机会。
Pray, let us begin. Let us make the Sabbath make the beginning of our re-strengthening.
在一个礼拜的忙碌生活之后，能够在这里重新得享安息。
So that within the business and the toiling of the past week, we can once again enjoy the rest of Sabbath.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们请一起翻到马可福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark.
我们看马可福音的第十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
马可福音的第十四章的第六节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 6.
第六节。
Six.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？”他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人与你们同在，要向他们行善，随时可以，只是你们不常有我。第八节。他所做的只是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。第九节。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。好，那这个是圣经当中一段很特殊、很特殊的记载。
This is a very special and particular recording in the Bible.
我们通常看到在圣经里面在圣经里面记载了许许多多的事情。
Normally, we know that there are many things recorded in this Bible.
在新约在四福音当中记载了耶稣很多很多的作为。
In particular, in the four Gospels, we see many deeds and wonders and works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以及他跟许多信徒的互动。
And also his interaction with the believers.
但是你在圣经当中很难找到一个地方，主耶稣说 要常常纪念某一件事情。
However, it is very rare to find a place in the Bible where Jesus says that something should be remembered.
但在这里主耶稣说这是一件美事。
And here he says this is a good work or a beautiful thing.
而且无论在什么地方传这福音啊，都要述说这个女人的作为啊。
Also, he adds, no matter where this gospel is preached, this woman shall be remembered.
到底是一件什么样的美事啊，值得这样子被纪念
？What is this good or beautiful work that must be remembered？
啊，到底是什么样的一件美事要永世被传扬
？What sort of a wonderful deed has to be announced for the generations to come？
老师，我们今天来看一看到底是什么事情
？So let us see what this is about.
啊，我们来看。马可福音的第十四章第三节。
Let us see Mark chapter 14, verse 3.
马可福音的第十四章的第三节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 3.
第三节。
Three.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣头上。好，那这里记载的到底是一件什么样的事情呢
？So here we see what the matter is about.
他说啊，在耶稣啊被钉死之前哦
，Before Jesus was crucified.
哦，耶稣有一天啊到一个人的家里去吃饭。
One day he went to the house of a person as a guest.
那在这吃饭当中呢，有一个女人来了。
As they ate, a woman came to him.
啊，拿了一瓶真拿达香膏。
And she had a oil of spikenard in her hand.
啊，然后呢，用这个膏啊来膏了耶稣。
And with this oil, he anointed Jesus.
那这是一件这样的一件事情，为什么会变成一件美事
？Why is it that such a thing can be considered beautiful？
啊，为什么会是个永世被传扬的美事呢
？What is something that has to be proclaimed for the ages？
我们先来看一看这一瓶真拿达香膏哦。
Let us see then this oil of spikenard。
为什么这一瓶真拿达香膏很重要呢
？Why is this flask so important？
啊，因为啊，在当时候的习俗啊。啊，在当时候的习俗里面啊，
because according to the traditions and customs of the time,
啊，当一个女孩子啊渐渐长大了
，when a woman grew into adulthood,
啊，她就会开始存钱，开始工作，想办法存钱
，and she would work in order to save some money.
啊，然后呢，等她存够了钱呢、啊，她就会去买一瓶真拿达香膏
，and when her savings were enough, she would purchase a flask of spikenard oil.
啊，为什么要买这一瓶香膏呢
？What is this flask of oil for?
因为这一瓶香膏是为她结婚之日所预备的。
This flask of oil is actually prepared for the day of her wedding.
而、啊、在她结婚的那一天。
On the wedding day,
才会把这一瓶香膏拿出来用
and she would bring out this flask of oil,
啊，来讨自己先生的喜欢
in order to please him who is tender to her heart.
啊，所以啊，这个真拿达香膏是很贵的东西啊
Therefore, this flask is something very expensive.
啊，大概30块银子哈、
哦、It costs probably 30 pieces of silver.
啊，以现在来说啊，就是你工作一年。所能够存下来的钱啊
which in today's terms can be equated to the savings that result from a year of labor.
所以它不但是很贵的东西啊
So not only it is very costly.
它可能是这个女孩子拥有最贵的东西
But it might be the thing with highest value which she possesses.
而且是为她结婚所预备，是她最珍惜的东西。
And because it is prepared for her wedding day, it is something that she holds dear to her heart.
啊，但是这个女孩子来到主耶稣的面前
，But when she came before the presence of Jesus,
把自己的香膏献给主了。
She offered this a flask of oil to the Lord.
啊，所以啊，这个女孩子是把自己最好的拿出来献。
She gave that which was best in her eyes.
啊，至于以后怎么办呢？
And as to what would happen later to her,
以后要结婚那没有香膏怎么办
？What would happen if she were to be married and she didn't have this oil？
啊，这个她都没有在考虑，不是她考虑的范围。
She didn't put this into consideration。
哦，所以我们今天呢、啊，来到主耶稣面前呢、哦。
So today when we come before God，
那、啊、今天我们都来参与圣工
，and we all partake in holy work。
我们都奉献
，we offer，
不管是我们的时间
，be it our time，
我们的力气
，our energy，
或者是我们的金钱
，or our money、
啊。我们都知道，来到主面前，我们必须要。
We all know that it is our duty to offer when we come before God.
但是有时候我们要问问自己啊。
But then we should ask ourselves.
我们献上的是什么
？What is it that we actually offer?
哦，有时候我们献上的都不是最好的。
Many times what we offer is not the best.
甚至献上的都是剩下的。
Other times might be that which is the remainder of what we have.
哦，要不要去聚会
？Should we go to service?
看我心情好不好啊?
Let's see if I feel like it.
要不要祷告?
Should I pray?
看我今天累不累啊?
Let's see if I'm tired or not.
所以我们很多时候信仰都是看我们自己的喜好。
So many times faith is based on our preference.
那个神所拿到的都是剩下我们不要的。
And what God receives is that which we throw out because we don't want it.
所以我们行的常常不是一件美事。
Therefore, the deeds that we have and we do are not beautiful.
有时候也没有蒙耶稣的纪念。
And sometimes they are not remembered by Jesus Christ.
所以在这里啊，主耶稣要的是什么？
So what is it that Jesus wants?
主耶稣要的是你最珍爱的那一样。
He wants that which you treasure the most.
是你最重视的。
That which you value the most.
主耶稣要你做一个选择。
And Jesus wants you to make a choice.
如果今天他向你要了，
If Jesus requests this from you,
你愿不愿意拿出来？
Are you willing to offer it up to him?
所以这一件美事，
So for this beautiful deed,
是因为这个女孩子愿意把她最珍惜的献在耶稣的脚前。
The cause is that this woman was willing to give her best before the feet of the Lord.
我们献上了什么？
But what have we offered ourselves?
接下来呢，我们来看这个玉瓶啊。
Next, let us see the alabaster flask.
这个香膏啊是装在玉瓶里面哦。
This oil of spikenard is contained within this flask.
所以香膏不便宜。
The oil itself is not cheap.
玉瓶也不便宜哦。
The flask is quite expensive as well.
如果今天我们是这个女孩子哦。
If today we were this woman.
我们要希望要献一些给耶稣啊。
And it will be our hope to offer something to the Lord.
如果是我们，我们会怎么做？
What would we do in this woman's shoes?
瓶盖打开，
we open the flask,
倒出两滴，
and we pour two drops,
涂一涂哦，
and then we rub it,
不够，再来两滴，
and we see it's not enough, so we offer two more drops.
好啦，那这样子给你四滴啊，可以了吧？
So four drops is quite a lot, isn't it?
抹那个薄薄的一层油抹就算啦。
We spread this all very, very in a very, very thin layer, and that sort of counts.
所以有时候我们是常常是很多的保留啊。
So many times we hold much in reserve.
但是这个女孩子不是啊。
But it was different for this woman.
直接就把它打破了。
Because she broke the flask.
打破了就不能再收回来啦。
And when it is broken into pieces, cannot be taken back.
打破了就没有办法再装回去啦。
If it's broken, they all cannot be put back.
打破了就要全部都要用上啦。
If it's broken, everything has to be used up.
所以啊，这个女孩子在奉献啊，是没有保留的。
Therefore, when this woman offered, she did not hold anything to herself.
有时候我们保留很多啊。
Many times, we on the other hand withhold much.
顾虑很多，保留很多。
We consider much and worry about much.
所以有一次啊，有个信徒来问啊。
There was a member who once came to ask.
传道传道，我们要献十一捐，对不对
？So pastor, it is true that we have to offer the tithe.
对啊，圣经上面讲你要献十一捐哦。
So which the answer is yes, that's what the Bible says.
说啊，对对对，我都有献，我都有献。
So the member says, okay, I did that.
传道传道，我再问你一个问题啊。
So pastor, I have yet another question.
请问那个献十一捐是扣税前还是扣税后
？So is this a 10% before or after taxes?
又问传道传道，我再问你一个问题。
And preacher, I'm not done. I have another question.
请问献十一捐是扣掉我的房租之前还是房租之后
？So is this 10% after the mortgage payment or before that?
我的汽车保险算吗
？And how about my car insurance?
我的那个每个礼拜每个月买菜吃饭的钱算吗
？And do I have to include the grocery expenses before or after?
所以他就这样算，他算到最后哦。
So after he did all this calculation,
去掉他的房租
，in this way.Accounting for his mortgage,
扣税
for his for taxes,
扣掉保险
for insurance,
扣掉他出去吃饭
for his meal expenses.
感谢主啊，一个月献二十块啊。
Thank God, he managed to offer $20 a month.
他说有啊有啊，我有献十一捐啊。
So in his mind, he's thought, yes, I have offered the tithe.
所以有时候啊，我们对主耶稣是非常保留的。
Many times we hold much in reserve to Jesus.
当然我没有告诉他说这样不可以啊。
I didn't tell him that that is not allowed.
我只告诉他一件事情啊。
I just told him this.
当一个人啊，越会跟神计较哦。
When a person likes to negotiate in this way with God.
你说你小心啊，神就跟你很会计较哦。
Be careful because God would treat you in the same way.
神说原本要给你这么多福气。
If God wanted to give you this much blessings.
扣掉一个房租哦。扣掉了。
Okay. okay, he deducts your mortgage or your rent.
啊，扣掉你吃饭的钱。
And then also the money you used to eat.
啊，扣掉你的生活费。
Your living expenses.
啊，扣，好，那你的要给你的恩典，原本这么多啊，给你这样一点。
So in the beginning, God's grace was so big to you, but now after these deductions, you are left with only so much.
所以我们今天啊，对神啊，不要存有保留的心啊。
So today, when we talk about God, we shouldn't withhold in this manner.
你越有那个信心奉献
，the more faith we have to offer.
你越愿意为耶稣付出
，the more we are willing to sacrifice for God.
神要给你的恩典就更大哦。
The more blessings He will bestow upon.
但是不是说我们今天聚会完以后回去把房子都卖掉了啊
？Not to say that we need to go home to church today and sell our house.
啊，卖房子、卖车子全部卖掉拿来教会捐啊
？Sell a house, our car, our possessions, and offer it to the church.
我们不是叫大家这样子做哦。
This is not what we are asking everyone to do.
而是说我们今天当我们面对啊，当我们在面对信仰的时候
，But rather today when we are thinking about our faith，
你该要给耶稣的，你要拿得出来。
We need to be able to offer and be willing to do so when it comes the time。
十一捐是主耶稣向你要的
，The tithe is a requirement of the Lord。
那就把它拿出来
，So just offer it。
哦，所以聚会安息日聚会是神向你要的
，To come here for Sabbath is something that God requires。
你就要把时间拿出来
，So then bring your time to this end.
啊，但是有些信徒很厉害啊。
But some members are even more crafty.
哇，要来安息日聚会没有问题。
They say, okay, Sabbath I can do that.
每一个安息日我都来。
And every Sabbath I can come to church.
十点到三点。
This is okay, 10:30 to 3.
哦，我十点准时，十点进教会。
I step into the church on time at 10:30 exactly.
啊，但是我准时三点离开教会。
But also, when the clock hits 3 p.m., I am gone.
这一段时间是我奉，是我捐给神的时间啊。
And this chunk of time is dedicated to God.
啊，剩下时间是我的哦。
But the other time is mine.
所以不要跟我吵，不要跟我抢哦。
So don't steal it from me.
啊，所以有时候啊，传道话讲太多了啊。
So sometimes when the preacher goes overboard speaking.
聚会太长了。
When the service runs overtime.
哇，那个信徒就站起来啊。传道，时间到了。
Then the member stands up and points to the preacher, saying, "Look at what time it is."
哇，拿一只手表在后面这样子晃啊。
And start to swing a watch in the back of the chapel.
为什么
？Why?
因为你的玉瓶没有打破啊。
Because your alabaster flask is not broken.
你觉得说里面的都是我的。
And you feel that all the contents belong to you.
我给你一点点已经不错了。
It is good enough that I give you some of mine.
我们常常在爱主的事上、服事的事上很有保留。
Many times we hold many things in reserve.When we serve God.
时间方便我做。
If I have time, I'll do it.
时间方便我聚会。
If I have time, I come to service.
时间方便我灵修。
If I have time, I do spiritual cultivation.
所以一切都是看我方不方便。
Therefore, everything is based on my convenience.
才决定要给神多少。
And out of this, I'll decide how much to give to God.
所以我们常常得不到福气啊。
Many times we cannot be blessed.
我们生命当中看不到神的作为。
We cannot see God's work in our lives.
我们没有一件美事被神所纪念。
Nothing of a good nature to be remembered by God.
我们看一下哥林多后书哦。
Let us see Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章的第十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
哥林多后书第五章十四节
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14
原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了第十五节
15
并且他替众人死乃是叫那活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主活那这是保罗啊服侍神的一个心情啊。
This is a sentiment that Paul expressed in his servitude to God.
为什么保罗啊？为什么保罗哦，服侍的这么疯狂啊
？Why is it that Paul served in such an unreserved and crazy manner？
啊，为什么保罗啊放下世界一切啊，来为圣工努力啊
？Why was he able to cast away everything in this world and strive for the sake of the gospel？
他原本是有钱的。
Originally he was quite wealthy.
有身份。
He also had a high status.
哇，有家有背景的。
He had a very good social background.
而且大有前途的。
And he had a very bright future ahead of him.
啊，但是为了主耶稣的缘故啊。
But then for the sake of God.
他就愿意把这一切全部放掉哦。
He was willing to cast all this away.
啊，为什么
？Why？
因为他把这个玉瓶打破了。
He broke the alabaster.
为什么他能够把这个玉瓶打破呢
？Why was he able to do so？
他说：“因为神的爱激励了我啊。
”He explains that it's because God's love compels.
所以今天一个信徒为什么愿意服侍
？So why would a member be able to and willing to serve today？
为什么愿意在很疲倦当中仍然赶来聚会
？Why would he or she be willing and able to come to service when he or she is tired？
为什么愿意把辛苦努力赚到的钱放到奉献箱里
？Why would they be willing to put their hard-earned money into the offering box？
不应该是被逼的
，It shouldn't be out of obligation，
而是因为神的爱激励了我
，But because God's love is moving me。
所以我愿意
，Therefore I am willing。
我甘心奉献
，Therefore I do this with
that
freedom。
我喜欢奉献
，And joyful heart because I love。
因为我的心被神的爱所充满
，Because my heart has been filled with。
所以今天一个人要怎么样才能够打破这个玉瓶啊
？So how do we go about breaking this alabaster jar today？
我们必须要先重新认识耶稣的爱啊。
Firstly, let us come to the knowledge once again of God's love.
那有时候我们刚信主的时候，刚接触信仰的时候
，Sometimes when we just make contact with the faith，
哦，那个哇，对耶稣的爱感受非常的深。
We are deeply touched by God's love.
耶稣很爱我
，because Jesus loves me.
被耶稣的爱所充满
，and we are filled with Jesus.
我也很爱耶稣
，and I also love Jesus.
我愿意为耶稣付出一切
，and I'm willing to give my all and all for him.
所以一开始信耶稣啊，哇，那个。那个心里有一股好像一把火在烧啊
！So when we first believe, it is like we have a burning and scorching fire within.
很想为耶稣做点什么。
And we want to do something for God.
但是今天呢
？But today.
现在呢
？Now.
在信主这几年之后呢
？In these years that came afterwards.
我们现在有什么感受
？How do we feel?
我们还有当初那种热忱
？Do we still have the zeal we had originally?
还有感受耶稣对我们的爱吗
？Do we still feel God's love?
刚信主的时候
，When we just believed.
到灵恩会啊，一听到耶稣受难的耶稣受难的证道，很感动。
When we hear regarding Jesus' suffering and death for us during spiritual convocation, we are deeply moved.
啊，觉得啊，就觉得耶稣真的很爱我。
And we feel that Jesus really indeed loves us.
啊，会掉眼泪。
And we shed tears.
啊，但是过了几年以后呢
？But when several years pass,
一次又一次的听。
After we hear this repeatedly,
那时候我们就逐渐的麻木了。
Then slowly we become desensitized.
我对耶稣钉死了就钉死了嘛。
If Jesus died, well, he just died.
那是2000年前的事情啦。
He died a long time ago, 2000 years ago.
我们有时候就随着时间了，那个对信仰就逐渐的麻木了。
So after time progresses, then our faith becomes even more numb.
对耶稣的爱感受就逐渐淡化了。
And our feelings, the way we feel about Jesus becomes diluted.
啊，灵恩会来不来，好像也没有什么关系。
And whether we come to spiritual convocation or not is not such a big deal anymore.
哦，听到耶稣受死的事迹啊，不会有什么感觉，非常麻木。
When we hear about Jesus' death for us, we don't feel much.
啊，领圣餐啊，就吃下去了，也没有思想。
We partake in Holy Communion, we just put into our mouth and swallow it without even thinking what we're doing.
所以我们今天到底变成什么样子
？What have we become？
我们要重新去思想一下啊。
Let us think about this again.
因为今天一个人要能够打破玉瓶
，If today someone is to break this alabaster jar.
那必须要先感受到耶稣的爱。
Then he or she needs to feel the love of God.
因为感受到耶稣很爱我。
Because we feel that God loves us.
我们才能够无保留的来爱耶稣。
Then we can love God without any reserve.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第12章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音的第十二章
，John chapter 12，
第三节
，verse 3。
约翰福音的十二章第三节
，John chapter 12 verse 3。
第三节，玛利亚拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏，抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦。屋里就满了膏的香气哈。 那这个是同样的一个记载哦。
This passage that we read is the same recording.
那你会发觉说啊，在这里啊，这一瓶真啊，打破的真啊，达香膏有几个影响哦。
And we see the influence that this flask brought.
那第一哈，他先把这个香膏拿出来了。
First, Mary took the very costly flask with oil.
啊，愿意把最重视的献给耶稣。
And she was willing to give that which she held in highest esteem to Jesus.
打破香膏对主耶稣好。无保留的爱。
She broke the flask and expressed his unreserved love for Jesus.
啊，在这里说他用自己的头发去擦哦。
And then in John we are told that she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair.
啊，对一个女人来说啊，这个头发是他们所重视的。
To a woman, their hair is something very, very important.
哦，所以啊，女孩子会花很多很多的时间在自己的头发上面啊。
And it's because of this that they spend much, much time arranging and taking care of it.
啊，同时啊，这个头发也是女人的荣耀哦。
At the same time,
长头发哦。
We can say that the long hair is the glory of a woman.
哦，甚至在这里啊，当她把这个香膏抹在耶稣的脚上。
And now when she anointed Jesus' feet.
那在这里说她用自己的头发去擦。
It says here the woman also wiped his feet clean.
为什么要用她的头发去擦？
Why would she use her hair for
this? 为什么不拿一块抹布去擦？
Why not with a random cloth?
啊，要不然用手去擦也可以啊。
Or with her hands.
啊，但是他用他所最珍惜的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
She used the most precious thing she had, which is her hair, to wipe Jesus' feet.
哦，所以你看到这个女人的奉献呐，为什么会成为一件美事
？This is why now we can see her work is considered good and beautiful.
啊，她不但把她最好的拿出来了。
Not only she brought out the best she had.
而且她能够用自己的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
She was also able to wipe Jesus' feet with.
有时候叫我们奉献很容易啊。
Sometimes if we are asked to offer, we say it's an easy thing to do.
啊，教会需要我就奉献。
If the church has a need, then I can provide.
但是我们没有办法用自己的头发去擦。
But we cannot wipe Jesus' feet with our own hair.
什么叫做用自己的头发去擦？
And what do we mean by this?
就是你必须要先弯下腰来啊。
Is that we have to bend down first.
你要跪在地上啊。
We have to be kneeling on the
ground. 把你最喜欢的头发插在耶稣的脚上来抹这个香膏啊。
And to use the hair which we treasure to wipe the oil.On Jesus' feet.
那就在奉献、在侍奉当中啊，自己的身段能够弯得下来啊。
We have to be able to bring ourselves down when we serve God.
哦，所以今天有时候，所以今天我们奉献要学习这个女人。
So today when we offer, we need to learn from the attitude of this woman.
奉献是一个恩典。
To offer is a blessing.
而不是因为教会有缺乏哦。
It's a grace and not a need of the church.
这跟你在外面施舍给穷人是不一样的啊。
This is very different from from a charity in the world.
哦，你走在路上看到路边有一个穷人，有个乞丐。
If you walk on the street and see a homeless by the roadside.
哦，你拿2块钱啊，放到他的碗里面，哇，你很有爱心，大善人呐。
And then you put $2 on their little bowl, then you are a very, very good person.
不要用这种态度来奉献啊。
But we should not offer with the same attitude.
不要用施舍给乞丐的方式来投奉献箱啊。
We do not offer to God in the same way that we offer and give to a homeless person.
啊，这教会没钱，好了，我捐一点啊，就丢进去了。
Okay, the church needs money, I'll just give a few dollars and that's
it. 好像神很可怜啊。
It seems that God is very pitiable.
啊，好像你在施舍给神一样啊。
It seems that he needs to be helped charitably in this charity way.
所以心态要正确。
So we need to have the right attitude.
你要奉献要成为一件美事。
Because our offer it needs to become a good work.
除了你要拿出来，
apart from being able to bring out what we have,
你还要能够弯得下腰，跪得下来。
We also need to bring ourselves down, kneeling and bending.
用你的头发去擦，
and wipe the feet of the Lord with our hair.
才会是一件美事啊。
Then it shall become a good work.
所以我们今天能够奉献是神的恩典。
So today, if we are able to offer, this is a grace God gave us.
你为什么能够奉献？
Why are you able to offer?
一定是因为你有嘛。
It is because you possess.
如果你什么都没有，
if you lack absolutely everything,
你怎么能够奉献呢？
Then what can you bring out to offer?
你有，为什么你有？
And why is it that you have?
神给你好机会啊，
God gave you the good opportunity,
所以让你能够有收入啊，
that you may have an income.
神给你好身体啊，
God gave you health,
使你能够去工作啊，
so that you can work.
如果今天神把这些全部拿走，
if God takes away all of this,
你能做什么？
then what can you do?
你能奉献什么？
what can you offer?
所以我们今天能奉献是恩典。 献。
Today, the fact that we can offer is a grace.
所以要用自己的头发去擦。
So we need to wipe Jesus' feet with our hair.
所以我们今天有看到有些人
Today we see some people that
心态不正确哦。
They have a wrong attitude.
哇，那平常是经济状况很好。
They might be very well off financially.
所以奉献多，讲话很大声
So they offer more, and because of that, they speak very loudly in church.
我这个我奉献
This is here because of my offering.
如果教会说不要这样子了，我们换一个方法。
And when the church says, you know, we're gonna change our methods.
你不听我的，我就不奉献哦。
But and the person would say, okay, if you don't listen to me, then see what happens to the offering.
之前遇到一个做生意的一个信徒就是这样啊。
There was a member who has his own business who thought in this manner.
教会里有一些地方需要修理啊。
The church was looking.For funds to do some construction.
他说要奉献可以啊。
He said, "Okay, we need offerings."
照我的方法来改啊。
But if I offer, you need to rebuild or do this according to my way.
不听我的，我就不奉献啊。
If you do not, then you do not. I do not offer.
教会的反应是什么？
How did the church react?
谢谢你，请你不要奉献啊。
The church said, "Okay, we thank you. Don't offer anything."
请你不要奉献啊。
Please do not offer.
我们今天如果是这种心态啊。
If today we have this attitude,
施舍给教会
and we give to the church.
我奉献要照我的意思。
Saying that if I offer, it has to be done my way.
那我也可以很实在的告诉你，谢谢你，请你不要奉献啊。
Then I say to you the same thing. Please do not offer. Thank you for your goodwill.
因为今天奉献是一种。对神表示你感恩的机会啊
！Because when we offer, we are expressing our gratitude to God.
奉献是你从神那里领受恩典的一个机会啊
！We offer, we acknowledge the fact that we offer because God gave us the ability to have this offer.
奉献是你感受，因为有感受到神很爱你的机会啊
！We offer because we feel God's love in us.
所以啊，奉献是恩典啊
！Therefore, to offer is a grace.
拿出最好的。
And let us bring before God that which is best.
打破香膏毫无保留。
And to break the alabaster flask without any reserve.
用头发去擦，这是一个谦卑的表现。
To unwipe the feet of Jesus with our hair, for this is a sign of humility.
当你奉献的时候哦。
When it comes to time for us to offer,
说感谢主使我有机会能够奉献。
We say thank God that I have the opportunity and the ability to offer.
感谢主使我有能力可以奉献。
Thank you, Lord, for I have the ability to offer today.
所以我们今天要知道用头发去擦，这才会是一件美事。
So today, let us have the knowledge and the understanding that the good work is accomplished by wiping the feet with our hair.
我们看回来马可福音的第十四章啊。
Let us return to Mark chapter.
马可福音的第十四章
Mark chapter 14,
第四节
verse 4.
马可福音的第十四章的第四节
Mark chapter 14, verse 4.
这里说有几个人心中很不喜悦说何用这样广费香膏呢？第五节，
Five.
这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。那这里我们看到啊，这个女孩子献上香膏的一个结果啊。
So now we see one of the consequences of this woman offering the oil.
那你会发觉说啊，她献上香膏以后啊，屋里就满了香气啊。
First of all, we discover that the entire house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
所以原本应该是一件很美的事情。
So in theory, this should be a wonderful and beautiful thing.
应该是一件很感动人的事情。
Should be a very moving act.
但是结果呢？
But what was the outcome?
她说有些人啊，就是心里不高兴啊。
Verse 4 says that some were actually indignant.
心里不高兴啊，就像这女人生气哦。
And being displeased, they were annoyed at the woman.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们两件事情啊。
So from here we can see two things.
第一，当你做了一件对的事。
First, when we do something that is right.
当你做了一件好的事。
When we do a good deed.
当你做了一件美的事。
When we do something beautiful.
不见得会得到众人的喜悦哦。
It may not necessarily bring the approval and agreement of everyone.
有时候你会听到一些闲言闲语啊。
Sometimes we hear rumors and gossip.
有时候你会听到一些让你伤害受伤的话啊。
We hear words that harm us.
从以前是这样。
It was this way back then.
今天也是这样。
It is the same way today.
哦，所以有时候我们在服事的过程当中啊、
so、，sometimes in the process of service,
我们都会听到一些话。
Sometimes we hear certain words.
哎、啊，那些话有时候对我们伤害很大啊。
And、sometimes those words really harm us.
哦，就像这里啊，这些人呐、啊，有人就是不喜欢啊，就会讲你啊。
Just like these people who being displeased, they criticized.
哦，所以啊，我们在服事当中啊，有时候的确会听到一些。不好听的话。
So when we serve, indeed, we will hear some words that don't ring that well to our ear.
那、啊、这个时候我们就要想一想了。
And at that time, we should meditate.、
哦、我们要先想一想说，说是不是我们的一些做事的方法需要加强。
Let us reflect upon whether we need to improve in certain aspects of the things.
我们总是先检讨自己嘛。
First, we examine ourselves.
但是在我们检讨完自己之后
，And after we have looked into our what we do.
哦，感谢主，我们没有犯什么大的错。
And we thank God that we didn't commit.Any serious mistake.
啊，那这时候我们就不要受外在这些话的影响。
So after that, we should remain unaffected by the words that we hear.
啊，曾经有一个信徒哦。
There was once a believer.
啊，其实是我爷爷啦，哈、哦。
Who was actually my grandfather.
啊，我爷爷啊，信了耶稣以后、哦、
After my grandfather believed.
啊，因为耶稣在我们家的恩，主耶稣在我们家的恩典很大。
And there are much blessing that I can testify about my family.
啊，我爷爷本来是做那个大拜拜的那个庙工啊，就是专门在。大拜拜在带头的、啊。
My grandfather was a sort of the managing director of a temple, a Buddhist temple.
哦，所以啊，哇，那个拜佛拜得很虔诚啊。
So he was a very devout Buddhist.
后来因为病得很重哦。
But then he fell very seriously ill.
啊，结果啊，这个求神问佛都没有办法医治啊。
No matter what divinity he consulted and went to, he could not see any improvement.
啊，最后因为来信耶稣啊，结果得到了医治哦。
In the end, he was healed because he came to believe in Jesus.
啊，所以啊，这个。主耶稣在我们家的恩典非常非常的大啊
！So Jesus' grace in our family is uncountable.
啊，所以啊，我爷爷就觉得哇，主耶稣非常爱他。
My grandfather then felt how much God loved him.
哦，所以他就决定啊，哇，要放下一些事情啊，要出来啊，帮助教会的圣工哦。
So he made the decision to leave everything aside and work for the church and for God.
啊，可是，在工作当中啊，当然有时候顺利，有时候不顺利啊。
And of course, during the course of his work, there were smooth and not so smooth times.
啊，就有一次啊，就被人家说了，被人家讲了一些话啊、哦。
Once someone said bad things about him.
啊，被人家误会了。
He was actually misunderstood.
啊，解释不清楚。
But he could not clarify the matter.
哇，你。努力做，但是你做的很努力，但是被人家给误解了。
He worked very hard, but yet he was misunderstood.
所以他觉得非常非常的受伤。
So he felt very hurt.
啊，所以啊，他就有时候那种心病哈、哦，心理受伤啊，比身体受伤还严重啊。
So sometimes these emotional wounds are more serious than any physical.
啊，他就觉得非常的沮丧啊。
So he felt very Very discouraged.
哦，做的这么辛苦，你们还这样子讲我，误会我。
How is it that I work so hard and yet all you give me is criticism?
他就啊躺在床上啊。
So, once he was then lying on his bed.
没有办法吃，也没有办法睡，没有办法睡啊。
Not being able to sleep or to eat.
哇，他好像病得很重，但是医生看又没有问题。
It seemed that he had some sort of ailment, but the doctor couldn't find anything in him.
哇，整天这样子，哇，这个愁眉不展的、啊。
Every day he was lethargic and without any energy or motivation.
哦，但是啊，到有一天的，到有一天啊。
Then a certain day.
啊，他还是没有办法，还是在心里在想啊，为什么你们要这样误会我呢
？He was thinking, still, why people are misunderstanding this way.
啊，这时候啊，突然有个声音在他耳朵旁边说哦。
Suddenly, he heard a voice by his ear.
哦，这个声音就跟他说啊。
The voice said.
他说，听是众人的声音。
Listen to the voice of the multitude.
听哦，逗点啊，听啊，你听到的是众人的声音啊。
What you listen, in other words, is the voices of the people.
信是真神的言语啊。
But believe, the words of God.
哦，他一听到这句话，他就想通了。
So when he heard this phrase, he realized what was the matter.
马上就病好了。
He was immediately healed.
因为神已经给他答案了。
Because God gave him an answer.
他说：“听啊，听啊，听啊，这个人呐、啊，永远有讲不完的话。”
He understood that what we hear are the countless words that people say.
不同的人啊，不同的想法，自然会说出不同的话来。
And、different people because they have different minds speak different things.
哦，所以不管你怎么做，总是有人会说话。 的。
So no matter what you do, you will hear things.
总是有人不认同。
You will hear the disagreement.
总是有人会批评。
And the criticism of others.
啊，总是有人冷嘲热讽。
You will be treated in several ways that are displeasing to you.
啊，但是啊，这是你听到的。
But this is what you hear.
但是你要信的是什么？
But what is it that you need to believe?
你要信的是神的话。
You need to believe in God's word.
当你用神的话来对照你的行为。
Because when you look at God's word, as opposed to your own deeds.
你做工尽心尽力的。
If you wholeheartedly serve God.
你举头望天对得起神。
And you feel a clear conscience when you look upon God.
仰慕看地，你对得起所有的信徒，对得起神的教会。
And when you look at your fellow believers, you don't feel indebted to any one of them.
人家讲什么，不要受到影响啊。
We shouldn't be affected then by what other people say.
所以我们今天呢，要知道我们服侍的是谁啊。
Today we need to know who we are serving.
这做工当中，有时候总是会有人会说话啊。
Because as we work, we can be sure that people will speak about us.
但是我们这时候啊，要站稳立场，不要受到影响。
But we need to stand steadfast and not be affected.
所以啊，在这里啊，做正确的事不见得会得到众人的认同哦。
Therefore, from the passage, we learn that if we do the right thing, then we might not be acknowledged by others.
这一件美事却有人心里不高兴啦。
Because people were displeased by a good work.
甚至有人生气啦。
Some people actually criticized and became annoyed.
但是我们如果从另外一个角度来看哦。
But if we see things from a different angle.
我们呢？
How about us?
我们自己是里面的什么人啊？
What character are we within this passage?
有时候啊，我们常常不是那个做出这件美事的女子啊。
Many times we are not the woman who did the good thing.
我们虽然不是做这个美，我们没有办法像这个女孩子一样做出这件美事。
So it might be the case that we are not up to that level to accomplish such a good deed.
但是我们不要做这个几个人啊，不高兴的这几个人啊。
But do we have to be in the role of the people who became annoyed and criticized?
自己不做还不喜欢别人做。
If you don't like to do what is good, then why are you annoyed at someone who does?
别人做什么啊，你都要批评两句啊。
No matter what others do, why do you have to voice your own opinion?
这就是这几个不高兴的人啊。
And these are the people who criticize her.
这几个生气的人啊。
These people who became annoyed.
我们今天不要做这样子的人啊。
Let us not be these people.
看什么都不顺眼哦。
Nothing really suits us.
而且有的人很奇怪，有的人真的很奇怪啊。
Some people are very peculiar.
Weird. 有的人啊，就是这样子啊，什么事都要挑一点毛病啊。
They are very weird in the sense that they try to find the needle in every haystack.
自己什么都不做哦。
And they don't like to do anything.
别人做什么他都有意见。
Whatever people do, they have an opinion.
吃饭啊，这个太咸。
So when it comes the time to eat, they say this is too salty.
接待啊，为什么没有站在门口？
When they come, they say, why isn't the usher at the door?
清扫啊，这个没有擦干净啊。
And when it comes to cleaning, they say, how come this corner is still dirty?
意见一堆，行动没有啊。
They have a lot of opinion and not works at all.
你看到不干净，你不会顺手擦一下。
So if you see that the corner is dirty, why don't you clean it?
不行哦，叫负责人来看，怎么没有清干净啊？
They say, no, the room member should be duly informed about it.
真的是很奇怪啊。
This is indeed very unusual.
所以有一次在一间教会哦。
Once in a certain church.
那个教会的信徒也是很也那个教会信那个教会哦，那个教会，他们那个煮饭的时候啊，常常有人很多意见啊。
It so happened that many people have different opinions about cooking.
这个太咸啊。
This is too salty.
这个太淡啊。
This is too bland.
会不会煮啊？
I wonder who is cooking this.
意见很多。
They have many different opinions.
但是你叫他去煮啊，不行，我很忙啊。
But when they were asked to help out and cook, they said, "Oh no, I can't. I don't have time."
后来那个负责人啊，就想了一个方法哦。
And so the board members came with an idea.
负责人说既然大家意见这么多哦。
And they reasoned, given that everyone has such a strong opinion.
好，大家排队哦，全教会去轮流煮饭啊。
And then we'll assign everyone within the congregation to cook.
那个教会人没有很多啦。
And they would take turns to cook, and because they weren't that many in that church.
所以那几个家庭大家轮流煮哦。
All the families took turns to cook.
结果轮一轮煮完之后啊，大家都不讲话了。
And after a round of everyone taking a turn to cook, the opinions all vanished.
为什么不讲话了？
Why?
哇，原来煮饭这么辛苦啊！
Because it's discovered that it's not such an easy thing.
哇，原来煮饭被煮得这么辛苦，还要被人家讲话，是这么痛苦啊！
They found out how much it hurts to work so hard at cooking and then only receive criticism.
哇，原来我以前是一个这么差劲的人啊！
What a horrible person I've been.
哦，所以啊，因为你自己有去做啦。
So because you've done it yourself.
因为你自己有被人家批评到啦。
Because you have been criticized.
哦，所以你自己有受伤啦。
Then you've been hurt yourself.
你就能够体会，你就会闭嘴啦。
You see how much it hurts, and you can feel it.
哦，所以我们今天不要做这个啊，喜欢批评、意见很多的人啊。
So today, let us not be people who love to criticize.
那我常常觉得哈，我个人常常认为哈
，I myself think
没有参与就没有发言权啊。
That if you don't participate, you don't have the right to have an opinion.
你没有去亲手做做看，你没有资格说话的。
If you have not done the matter with your own hands, then what right do you have to talk about?
你没有参与，你根本不知道嘛，没有不知道里面是怎么样啊。
Because if you don't participate, you have no idea what's happening.
那你怎么可以随便批评呢
？So how then can you criticize?
所以没有参与就没有发言权。
So without participation, there is no right to voicing your opinion.
所以我们今天要努力的向这个女人做一件美事。
Today, however, let us try to be this woman.
我们更要像，我们更要避免啊，像这些人啊，心中不喜悦，常常生气啊。
But moreover, let us prevent becoming like these people who spoke without any reason.
我们看约翰福音哦。
Let us turn to John.
我们看约翰福音的第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音的第十二章。
John chapter 12,
第四节
verse 4.
约翰福音的第十二章的第四节
John chapter 12, verse 4.
那第四节
4.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，第五节
5.
说这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子周济穷人呢？第六节
Six.
他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃是因他是个贼，又带着钱囊常取其中所存的。好，我们在这里看、啊、为难就是给这个女人找麻烦的是谁。
Now here we see who put this woman in hot water.
第一、这个有一个人叫做犹大。
There was a man called Judas.
这个犹大是圣经说、啊、他是个贼、啊、
And the Bible says he was a thief.
哦，他、常常他带着钱囊，他是负责管钱的。
And he was the one in charge of the money.
但是他常常偷拿里面的来用哦。
Nonetheless, he often took secretly and used it for himself.
哦，所以是谁先来找这个女人的麻烦？
So who is it that came to look for trouble?
就是这个偷钱的犹大哦。
It's this thief called Judas.
那可是你看他讲什么话哦。
But let's see what he said.
他说这香膏为什么不卖三十两去周济穷人呢？
Why was this oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
所以在这里他责备了这个妇人两件事情，这女人两件事。
He reprimands the woman of two things.
他说第一呀、你可以卖三十两哎。
First, you could have sold this for 300 denarii.
那怎么这么浪费啊？就把它打破了，磨一磨啊，太浪费了啊。
Why are you so wasteful? Just spread it out and it's gone.
啊，第二个是说你可以周济穷人哎。
Secondly, you could have perform much charity.
你可以用在其他地方啊，更有爱心的方法啊。
You can give it to the poor and do things that were are more of more love.
听起来好像很有道理哦。
It sounds very reasonable.
听起来好像很有爱心啊。
It sounds full of love.
啊，但是圣经怎么说
？But what does the Bible say?
说他是个贼呀、啊。
It says he was a thief.
哦，所以有时候啊。有时候有些理由听起来很美啊。
Many times, some reasons sound very good.
我们是要小心哦。
But we need to be very careful.
有时候有一些理由啊，听起来很好听。
Because some reasons sound very good.
啊，但是其实是一种借口。
But they are an excuse.
是一种遮掩自己真正内心目的的一种借口。
They are a covering of one's hidden intentions.
那这个犹大说什么？哎呀，好可惜啊，可以卖三十块耶。
Judas says this is such a pity because this could have been sold for a lot of money.
哦，这个三十块卖了以后可以干嘛？
And what can we do with 300 denarii?
可以放在钱囊里啊。
We can put it in the box.
这样子犹大就可以偷偷拿出来用啦。
So that Judas has more to steal.
哦，所以犹大的目的是什么？
So what was Judas's objective?
他希望他有更多的钱可以用。
He wanted more money just for himself.
但是他讲出来的是什么？
But what did he actually say?
一篇 大道理啊。
It is a great sermon.
要有爱心。
We should have love.
要帮助穷人。
We should help those who are needy.
啊，所以我们说要小心啊。
So we need to take heed.
有时候那个讲出来很美的话，它背后的目的到底是什么？
We need to analyze what is hidden behind this flowery words.
有时候不是那么单纯的。
Because sometimes the matter is not that
straightforward. 有时候不是那么纯洁的。
It is not that innocent.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，自己不要讲这种。跟不要讲这种话。
So today, let us not speak in this way.
哇，很浪费啦，拿来给我用多好。
I'm saying that is so wasteful. I could have used it.
哦，也不要啊，很容易就被人家给骗了。
Neither should be easily deceived.
哦，因为我们看犹大讲出这句话的结果哦。
Let us see what was the result of Judah saying this.
犹大讲出这句话的结果啊，结果很多人就跟着啦，跟着讲啦。
Many people followed his suit.
哦，所以当我们今天听到啊。有人讲别人在讲的一些事情哦。
So when we hear certain things being spoken around us,
我们必须要有那个智慧去做一个判断。
We need to have the wisdom to make a discernment.
信仰最怕什么？
Why do we fear most in faith?
人云亦云啊，人家讲什么我就信什么。
Is that we follow blindly?
啊，那个箴言里面告诉我们啊。
The book of Proverbs tells us.
箴言里面说啊。愚昧人士话都信啊
！The fool believes everything.
啊，如果人家讲什么你都相信啊
！If you believe everything that you hear,
啊，你就是个愚昧人啊
！Then you are none but a fool.
啊，必须要能够自己做判断。
You need to be able to pass judgment.
当犹大讲出这句话来
，When Judas said these words,
可以卖30块耶
！Can be sold for 300 denarii.
可以帮助穷人呢
！Can be given to the poor.
哇，很多人就跳出来啦
！Many people also jumped up.
对呀，对呀，可以帮助穷人啊
！Saying yes, that is true. Why wasn't that done?
结果全部都被耶稣。
But they were all scolded by Jesus.
因为他们根本搞不清楚状况啊。
Because they had no idea what was happening.
我们今天不要做一个搞不清楚的状况的信徒啊。
Today, let us not be so confused as well.
哇，别人一讲你就信啊。
So no matter what people say, we just jump on and believe.
别人说什么你就不高兴啦。
No matter what people say, we become upset.
你要抗议啦。
We want to protest.
哦，这就是愚昧人啊。
This is being a fool.
那我们来看一下。使徒行传十九章哦。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传的第十九章哦。
Acts chapter 19.
啊，第32节。
Verse 32.
使徒行传的第十九章的第32节。
Acts chapter 19, verse 32.
32节。
32.
聚集的人纷纷乱乱，有喊叫这个的。有喊叫那个的大半不知道为什么聚集哈，那在这里讲说啊，有一次啊，那个保罗被抓起来啦。
It is recorded here that once Paul was apprehended.
啊，结果啊，就哇，这个合成就震动啦。
And the whole town or city came together.
大家就聚集啦。
It was a riot and everyone gathered.
大家就生气啦。
Everyone was angry.
啊，结果呢，这里说有人喊这个，有人喊那个，但是根本搞不清楚在喊什么啊。
Verse 32 says that some cried this and some cried that, but they didn't know why they were gathered.
人是一种人哦，人的天性是盲从。别人讲什么，常常就是这样子，随便就是跟着人家走啊。
It is the nature of man to just follow blindly to whatever is happening in their surroundings.
知不知道发生什么事？不知道啊。
Do they know what is happening? Not really.
要不要吼啊？要啊，跟着大家一起喊啊。
But are they to shout? Yes, why not?
啊，他们为什么会把耶稣钉死
？Why was Jesus crucified?
哦，就是有一群人喊啊，钉死他，钉死他。大家就跟着喊啊
！It is because a group started shouting, "Crucify him!" and the other people just followed.
人的天性啊，都是哦，只要跟着大家一起走就不会错哦。
The human nature is as long as we do what others do, then we should be right.
所以大家喊钉死他，哎呦，我就跟着喊啊
！So if people are shouting, "Crucify him!" then I'll do the same.
哎呦，知不知道钉死谁？不知道要钉死谁啊
？Who are we crucifying? We don't know.
哦，但是要跟着喊啊
！But we just shout along.
跟着喊有没有结果？
Is there a consequence for this?
有哦，有结果哦。
Certainly there is.
耶稣钉死耶稣的罪跟他的血要流到他们身上啊。
The sin and the blood that came out of crucifying Jesus will be counted against them.
所以我们今天不要乱喊啊。
Therefore, let us not shout blindly and confusedly.
有时候你乱喊，要不要付代价？要付代价的。
Because we have to pay for the consequences we do.
到审判日，神问你，你喊什么
？Day of judgment, the Lord will question you, saying, "What were you shouting?"
我不知道啊。
Oh, I don't know.
啊，神啊，我不知道哎。
I actually don't know.
所以我是无辜的啦，我只是跟着人家喊啊。
And because I didn't know, then I'm innocent. I just did what other people were doing.
什么都不知道就跟着人家喊。
Why would you do something that you don't know?
一样要受审判啊。
You will be judged in the same way.
一样要受刑罚啊。
You also will be punished.
所以耶稣被所以定死耶稣的罪就归到他们身上啊，乱谈的人身上啊。
Therefore, the sin of having put Jesus to death was unto them.
哦，所以我们今天，所以这里啊，有人喊这个，有人喊那个，大多不知道在喊什么。
So here, some people were crying out this, some that, without knowing what they were doing.
哦，所以根本不知道自己在做什么。
They were confused as to what they were actually.
我们今天不要做一个这样很糊涂的信徒啊。
Today, let us not be so confused and so without without clue, without a sense.
别人喊你就跟着喊。
If people then are shouting, then you shout.
你就要跟着他一起遭罪。
Then you will be condemned together with them.
哦，这个犹大叫他卖30块钱啊。
Judas said, we should have sold this for 300 denarii.
因为他觉得啊，这个奉献这样子很浪费啊。
Because he considered that offering to be excessively wasteful.
可是我们如果看哦，看那个，如果看这个在很短的是在马可福音的十二章哦。
But then if we focus on Mark chapter 12,
我们看一下马可福音第十二章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 12.
马可福音的第十二章哦。
Mark chapter 12.
第十二章的第41节哦。
Mark chapter 12 verse 41.
马可福音的第十二章的第41节
，Mark chapter 12 verse 41。
啊，41节说，耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主来投了若干的钱。42节
，42。
有一个穷寡妇来，往里面投了两个小钱，这是一个大钱。43节
，43。
耶稣叫门徒来说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库的比众人投的更多。哦。那这里啊，也是一个很奇怪的记载哦。
This is also a very puzzling recording.
人家想说啊，耶稣坐在银库旁看人奉献啊。
Now you imagine Jesus sitting beside the offering box, seeing people put their offering.
啊，这是一个很奇怪的形容哦。
This is a very unusual way of describing.
哦，就好像等一下聚会结束哦。
For example, assume that after service.
啊，等一下聚会结束，奉献十一捐的时候啊。
And it comes the time when we offer a tithe.
啊，结果传道就坐在旁边啊。
And the preacher sits right beside the offering box.
啊。那你奉献多少？哎，我先看一下哈。
He says, "Okay, show me what you're going to offer first."
啊，支票啊，还放在信封打开一下，我看一下嘛哈。
Oh, you say it's a check. Why don't you let me see what is written on the check?
很奇怪啊，耶稣坐在银库旁边看人家奉献啊。
As strange as this is what Jesus did in this passage, sitting by the treasury.
哦，但是啊，他为什么要在那里看人家奉献呢？
But why was he doing that?
哦，啊，到这里啊，他就是要教门徒一件事情啊。
He wanted to teach the disciples a lesson.
他说啊，你看很多人来奉献。
See how many people come with their offering.
啊，感谢主，很好啊。
Thank God for this is good.
没有不好，他没有骂这些人，没有关系啊。
He didn't scold these people saying that they had done wrong.
但是他特别把这个寡妇的两个小钱拿出来啊。
But he pointed out to the two mites of the widow.
哦，所以你看啊，十二章，然后马上就是14章哦。
So we see that chapter 14 is not that long after chapter
12. 两个小钱啊，其实啊，根本做不了什么的。
Two mites don't really accomplish anything.
啊，30两银子啊，很多。哇，是一年的工资啊
！300 denarii is the wages of a year.
但是把这两段啊放在这么接近的地方啊
！But now this passage is being too close to each other.
我想主耶稣要告诉我们一件事情啊
！I think that Jesus is trying to point something at us.
奉献三十两，感谢主啊！那个这个妇人，这个女人啊，把她最珍贵的真拿达香膏30两献上了，感谢主。
Thank God, and Jesus is pleased when the woman offered the oil, which was worth 300 denarii.
啊，但是这个寡妇只有献上两个小钱，主耶稣也说她献的比众人更多，感谢主。
But now this widow who only offered 2 mites, Jesus gives a very similar appraising, saying, "Thank God for this."
所以金额不是问题呀。
Therefore, the amount is not the matter.
你奉献多少不是重点啊。
And how much you offer is not what matters.
而是你那个奉献的心意呀。
But it is your intention and your heart.
啊，主啊，我尽力了。
Lord, I've done everything I could.
主啊，我愿意呀。
Lord, I am willing.
主啊，我很高兴能够奉献啊。
Lord, I am joyful to be able to do this.
30 denarii, 很好一件美事。
300 denarii, that's a good work.
两个小钱也是一件美事啊。
Two little mites is also a good work.
所以我们今天啊，不要看多少。
So today we do not focus on the quantity.
而是要看我们的心意。
But rather in what's in our hearts.
所以在真耶稣教会奉献啊，从来不会有人去看你奉献多少钱啊。
So in the True Jesus Church, no one will say or point at how much you offer.
啊，更不会有人端一个盘子这样子发哈。这样子传那个盘子哦。
Least of all, they won't be able with a bag or with a plate asking for offerings down the aisle.
我有被传过一次啊。
This actually happened to me once.
我知道那时候高中大学高中的时候。
I was in high school.
因为跟我的同学做一个交换哦。
And I did a sort of exchange with one of my classmates.
好啦，那你礼拜六来真耶稣教会看一下啦。
Our agreement was, okay, you come this week to True Jesus Church.
那交换我礼拜天去你们教会看一下哦。
And then on Sunday, I'll also do the same and go visit your church.
哇，我就被发盘子啦。
So I was basically given the bag.
为什么不用袋子啊？为什么用盘子啊？
Actually, it was a plate, not a bag. Why do they use a plate instead of a bag?
为什么用盘子？
Why do they collect offerings with a plate?
因为别人奉献多少你都看得到。
So that you can see what others have offered.
用袋子你捏在手里啊，哇，放进去没有人看得到啊。
In a bag, if you put your hand down the bag before you let it go, no one can see.
没有压力啊。
There is no pressure.
今天这个盘子哦，大盘子，银盘啊，端到你面前啊。
Now the silver plate is before the eyes of everyone.
你左边、右边、前面、后面都在看你奉献多少啊。
And as you offer, people left and right and backwards and forwards know what you're doing.
你隔壁那个奉献20哦。
The person sitting next to you offer $20.
你好意思拿两块放上去吗？
Do you have the guts to only offer
$2? 当然不好意思啊， quarter 就不要拿出来啦。
Of course you feel ashamed, you can't just offer a quarter.
所以啊，比来比去，你奉献五块，我就奉献十块。
So we can have a sort of competition. If you give five, then I'll shall double you and give ten.
你奉献十块，我就奉献20。
If you decide to go for ten, then I'll go for 20.
这样走一圈下来呀、啊，哇，这个教会就很。教会的这个就很开心啊。
Then using this
method, 越多越好。
The church is happy because they can collect more money.
但是人家真耶稣教会不做这种事情的。
But in True Jesus Church, this doesn't happen.
那奉献箱就放在后面。
The offering box is right at the back.
随你的心意。
And according to whatever you please.
因为奉献最重要的是你的心啊，你的心意啊。
You offer because it's according to what you feel.
如果你因为感受到耶稣很爱你，
if you feel the love of God,
你愿意多奉献一点，
and you're willing to give something extra,
感谢主啊，
then thank God.
如果你觉得你最近啊比较困难，
but if today you feel a little more squeezed,
你求主耶稣能够了解，能够知道你的困难，
then you know and you can ask God to know and understand your trouble.
但是你用心尽力的在你能力范围里面你奉献呢、啊、
？But even then, within what is your capacity, you strive to give the most.
也是感谢主啊
！And for that, also thank God.
也是一件美事啊
！It is also a good work.
所以啊，两个小钱，30 denarii都是一件美事。
So no matter if it's 2 mites or 300 denarii, it is all a good work.
因为它都是我们对基督的一个心意啊
！Because it is the expression of our love to Christ.
我们看回来马可福音呢、哦、
？Let's return to Mark.
我们看回来马可福音的第14章。
Let's return to Mark chapter 14.
第六节
，verse 16，
马可福音的第14章的第6节
，Mark chapter 14 verse 16。
好，耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的乃是一件美事。”第7节
，verse 6 and 7，
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，你随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。第8节
，8，
他所做的乃是尽他所能的，为我安葬事。把香膏预先浇在我身上，好，那这里呢是耶稣对他们的回应啊。
This is what Jesus replied.
很多人不高兴。
Many people were displeased.
有人对他生气。
Many were annoyed at her.
但是在这里，耶稣对他的作为，耶稣下了一个判断哦。
But here Jesus gave his evaluation of what the woman did.
耶稣说：“你们不要为难他啊。”
He said, "Do not trouble her."
因为这是一件美事啊。
And because this is a good work.
所以你做的事情。如果你做的事情虽然不被人所认同，
so if you do something that is acknowledged by
others, 你做的事情虽然没有得到众人的掌声，
if your deeds have not been met with the applause,
但是如果耶稣说这是一件美事，
if Jesus says this is a good work,
那这样子就一切都有了价值了，
then everything that you have done has high value.
在这里说啊。在这里说啊，有穷人常与你们同在啊、哦。
Jesus says the poor will always be with you.
所以啊，你们行善随时都可以啊。
And you can do good whenever you wish.
只是你们不常有我、哦、
but I shall not always be with you.
啊，在这里告诉我们啊，是说啊，这个妇人所做的把握的一个机会啊。
So here we are told that the woman took hold of a very precious opportunity.
那你要去给穷人啊，那个很有，那个你机会很多啊。
If you want to give alms to the poor, you have many opportunities.
啊，但是啊，你今天不告耶稣啊，你下次就没有机会了。
But if you do not anoint Jesus now, then you don't have another chance.
在耶稣受死的整个过程里面啊。
In the process of Jesus' crucifixion.
啊，三个地方的记载。
And the three recordings that we know.
一个就是在这里，这个妇人用香膏膏主用头发擦。
The first one refers to this passage where the woman wiped Jesus' feet with her hair.
第二个哈，是这个耶稣死了，结果两个老人家把他拿来用香膏抹。
The second recording is that after Jesus died, two old people came and took Jesus' body and anointed it with.
啊，但是还有第三个记载哈。
But then there's a third recording.
第三个记载就是耶稣复活后哈。
After Jesus resurrected.
他说啊，在安息日过了
，The Bible says after the Sabbath，
有几个妇人拿着买了香膏要来抹耶稣啊。
There were several women that bought oil to anoint Jesus，
但是已经找不到耶稣的身体了。
But they could not find his body anymore。
这里这个女人把握了机会，抹了耶稣。
This woman in the passage was studying took all the opportunity and anointed Jesus。
那两个老人家。虽然所有的门徒都跑掉了，那两个老人家勇敢把握最后的机会，也抹了耶稣。
The two elderly people who anointed Jesus after he died did so even when the disciples ran away.
啊，但是第三组人就没有机会了。
But then the third group didn't get the chance.
第三组人等到天亮，等到安息日过，等到天亮还跑去买了再跑来，对不起，来不及了。
Group of people, the women waited first for the Sabbath to pass, then for the sun to rise, and then they went to buy the oil, and then it was too late.
他们到了耶稣的身体已经不见了。
Because when they reached Jesus' burial site, the body was gone.
哦，所以啊，不是你想要抹就有机会的。
Therefore, it is not that you can anoint Jesus because you want to.
不是你买到香膏你就一定能够抹到耶稣的。
It does not mean that if you have the oil, you have the opportunity to anoint Jesus.
做圣工是有机会的。
If you have the opportunity to do holy work, that is a chance you're given.
奉献也是有机会的。
And the same thing applies to offering.
哦，所以我们今天在付出啊，对信仰的付出，我们要把握机会啊。
So today, when it comes to giving in terms of faith, we need to take hold of the opportunity.
因为他这里说啊，穷人常同在，你们不常有我啊。
Because Jesus says the poor will always be with you, but me you do not have always.
啊，真的，后来要抹耶稣也没有机会啦。
It is true that some people tried to anoint Jesus later on, but they were left without the chance.
哦，所以当我们今天有机会的时候啊
，Today when we have the opportunity,
我们真的要尽力啊，来服侍主啊。
We need to do all we can to serve God.
但是我们在问一些信徒啊。
Sometimes when we ask members,
他们说啊，哎呀，很可惜呀， 不是很可惜啦，就是没有办法哦。
They explain saying, you know, I really can't.
他说啊，很羡慕哦，那些学生啊。
They say that they really admire and are a little envious of students.
哇，能够拿有暑假有寒假可以参加各样的活动。
Because they have a summer vacation, winter vacation, where they can participate in church activities.
有各种的训练 ，CYC、NYTS、RTS， 很多机会去参加。
They have all sort of training, RTS, NYTS, CYC.
啊，很羡慕啊，我们现在上班呐，啊，一年也就是那么一点假啊，没有办法啊。
And some people say, you know, we have to work all year long, and the few vacation days we have are not done for anything.
很羡慕那些学生啊。
They really admire students.
假期很多啊。
Because they have a lot of time for
vacation. 可以帮助教会很多的工作啊。
They can help with a lot of things in church.
啊，我们现在啊，生活压力大啊，就必须要工作，没有办法啊。
Today we have the pressure of having to make money, and we have to work. There's nothing we can do.
哦，所以机会是要把握的。
Therefore, the opportunity needs to be taken very seriously.
你是学生。
If you are a student,
你时间比较多。
You have more time.
你要把握机会多做主工。
You have to use your time to work more for God.
因为有时候到以后啊，你上班了以后啊。
Because later on, when you have a job.
暑假哪里有暑假
？What summer vacation are you talking about?
哦，那个一做工一年给你一个礼拜的假。
If you work for a year, maybe you have a week vacation.
你想 想要参加你没有办法、啊。
If you want to participate in a seminar, you can't.
啊，就要等到你退休啊。
You can't. You wait until you retire.、
啊、但是你退休以后再去参加 NYTS 好像怪怪的、啊。
But if you are a retiree and then go to NYTS, it's a bit weird.
啊，感谢主，现在有 NATS 哦，给大人的、哦、
Thank God now we have NATS for adults.
啊，但是所以说啊，这个机会要把握。
So today we need to grab the opportunity.
耶稣说你不常有我。
Jesus says, me you do not always have.、
啊、不见得每次你想做工就有机会给你做、哦。
Because the fact that you want to serve does not imply that you will be able to.
啊，在这里还讲了一件事情啊、哦。
Here, there's also something.
他在这里说啊，那个你们行善随时可以哈、哦。
You can do good whenever you wish.
啊，这告诉我们另外一件事情啊。
To this, we can learn something else.
他说、啊、一个基督徒啊，就是我们啊，你跟我啊，我们最大的善事是什么
？What is the greatest thing that as Christians, you and I can do?
说、啊、那个给穷人总是有机会的啦。
We have the opportunity to give to the poor.
但是有一件事情是我们更要做的、啊，
there,
最大的爱心啊。
There is something, that is at a higher level of love that we need to do.
哦，就是要传福音给别人啊。
Which is to preach.
哦，那个做善事是社会上很多机构都可以做啊。
There are many institutions and organizations.That do charitable work.
那有的做善事做得非常专业啊。
Some do it in a very specialized way.
财力非常充足啊。
They have much financial support.
哦，你像那个比尔盖茨的那个他的 charity， 他的那个慈善机构啊。
For example, the Bill Gates Foundation.
哦，他的非常专业的、啊。
They are very specialized in what they do.
啊，但是我们专业什么
？But what are we specialized in？
我们会什么他不会的
？What is it that we can do that they can't？
哎，我们会传福音啊。
We have the gospel to preach.
我们可以引人到天国啊。Bill Gates 不会啊。
We can lead people to salvation to heaven. Bill Gates can't.
哦，你很可怜吗
？Are you very lacking？
啊啊，这 Bill Gates 可以给你钱呐、啊。
Then Bill Gates can help you out a little.
你很可怜吗
？Are you very poor？
真耶稣教会可以叫让你进天国啊。
The True Jesus Church can lead you to salvation.
所以真正的爱心是什么
？So what is true love？
不要看错啦。
And、don't get it wrong.
有时候年轻人就讲啊，教会要多做善事，多做爱心，要去。要把钱拿去做慈善。
Sometimes the youth of the church want to start a movement saying we should help out with society and be more involved.
看不清楚啊。
But they cannot see the matter.
回馈帮助社会是绝对要的。
It is true that we need to help society.
啊，但是最重要的是什么？
But what is what matters
most? 你有别人没有的，你的专业是什么
？What is your specialization? What can you provide that others can't?
你的专业是引人进天国。
And that is to lead people to heaven.
你的专长是使人得永生啊。
What you do best and what you can do is to save people.
这是你能做，别人不行的。
This is something it is for you to do because others can't.
这个叫做最大的爱心啊。
That is the greatest love of all.
这才是真正的慈善啊。
This is true charity.
哦，所以在这说啊，穷人时常都有啊。
Jesus says the poor will always
你总是有机会的、啊、
you will always have the
opportunity. 但是有一项是只有你能给他们的
But there is something that only you can give them.
就是福音的真理、啊、
Which is the truth of gospel.
引人得救的道路、哦、
The path that leads to salvation.、
哦、所以在这里说、啊、他所做的、啊、是为我安葬的事、哦、
Jesus says this was done for my burial.
他在这里说、啊、他所做是尽他所能的啦
And she has done what she could.、
哦、所以、啊、到最后、啊、一件美事看什么
So in the end, how do you define a good
怎么样决定你做的是不是一件美事
？How do you say whether something that you did was good or not？
他说他是尽力做他所能做的。
She says she has done what she could。
你不需要跟人家比较啊。
Meaning you don't need to compare yourself to others。
哇，你看他比较聪明。
Look, he or she is smarter。
哇，他比较会做圣工。
He or she is more able at doing holy work。
他圣经比较懂。
He or she has more Bible knowledge。
他奉献比较多钱。
He or she gave more。Offerings.
到最后神不看这些啊
In the end, God doesn't care about
所以我们也不需要跟别人比啊
so then why should we?
到最后是有没有尽心啊
In the end, what matters, the measurement is whether we gave our all in all
那在这里耶稣说这个女人是尽她所能的做了
Jesus said that she did all that she could
所以普天之下无论何处、啊、都要宣扬这个女人的作为、啊、
Therefore wherever the gospel is preached in this whole world her deeds shall be proclaimed
因为这是一件美事
Because this is a good work、
啊、所以我们也要努力、啊、
So let us also make an effort
要尽我们所能的
Let us do whatever is within our reach
做一件美事
And do a good work
普天之下神要纪念我们的善行
And God will remember a good deed throughout the whole world.
我们一起唱诗啊。
Let us sing him.
我们一起唱诗198首。
198。
平安直到我眼前，晨光普照荣美地，晨光明媚天华丽，愿主一次是我里，相爱心主
祷告之前、有一些代祷事项。
Before we pray, we have some prayer requests.
我们在祷告当中，请帮啊，请问 Wilson 哦 ，Wilson 苏嘛的啊 ，Wilson 苏啊先生代祷哦。
Let us pray for Mr. Wilson Soul.
啊，他之前有心脏的手术。
He had heart surgery a couple months ago.
啊，心脏手术完之后，他的血压变得不是很稳定哦。
After that, he had alternating high and low blood pressure.
啊，甚至有时候他会突然变成会突然的昏迷呀。
To the point that he sometimes becomes unconscious.
啊，祷告当中也帮杨我们的杨菲菲姐妹她的。弟弟哈、叫 Carlos 啊，帮他弟弟祷告。
Then let us also pray for Carlos, who is his sister Belenyu's brother.
啊，他的弟弟现在也在医院里面哦。
He is also hospitalized.
啊，身体的状况也是非常的不好。
And his condition is not looking that good.
我们求主耶稣有怜悯啊，能够在他们身上有怜悯哦。
And let us ask God for mercy.
啊，给他有机会啊，听到福音。
So that he might have the opportunity to come into contact with the gospel.
给他有机会认识认识道理哦。
So that he might have the chance to know the truth.
啊，我们刚刚讲了这么多啊。
After speaking so much,
我们可能在想一个问题哦。
We might be thinking about something.
我能做什么？
What can I do?
我能做什么能够算上一件美事呢？
What can I do that counts as a good work?
可能会想了很多啊。
We might think about many things.
其实这里就有一件美事大家都可以做的。
But now, right before you have something that you can do, which will be counted as a good work.
当我们跪下来祷告哦。
When we kneel down to pray.
我们真正去为这两位信徒代祷，这两位这两个人代祷哦。
And if we truly focus on these two people who are in need.
真的帮 Wilson 代祷。
Pray for Mr. Wilson.
真的帮 Carlos 代祷。
And also pray for Mr. Carlos.
这说因为他尽他所能的，就成了一件美事哦。
Jesus says that because she did what she could, it is counted as a good work.
所以我们尽我们所能的，在神眼里就是一件美事了。
Likewise, if we do everything we can for them, then God will see it as a good work.
请我们一起到前面来。
Let us all come forward to pray.